From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stephanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. Minister Bahlil Lahadalia said investment target for 2023 achievable despite political year. Minister Sandiaga Uno says KAWS statue at Prambanan Temple can attract tourists. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesia's investment target of 1,400 trillion rupiah, or around $92 billion for 2023, is achievable despite a political year that is synonymous with the wait-and-see approach. This was conveyed by Minister of Investment Bahlil Lahadalia at the groundbreaking of the U.S.-based snack food factory in Cikarang, West Java on Wednesday. He also stated that even though Indonesia is entering a political year, despite the wait-and-see approach, the investment climate in Indonesia is getting better. He noted that this is based on the achievement of investment realization during the first half of 2023, which has reached 678.7 trillion rupiah, which is 48.5% of the target. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno said that the KAWS Holiday Indonesia exhibition that presented a 45-meter-long and 15-meter-tall KAWS statue with Prambanan Temple in the backdrop will attract tourists. He is sure it can be a big magnet to attract tourists. This was said by Minister Sandiaga in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also commended the selection of Prambanan Temple as one of the locations for the exhibitions in the KAWS tour in the world. He added that this is the last location of the 10 sites that had been visited by KAWS in its world tour. This is super epic because it is the one and only KAWS that was exhibited at UNESCO World Heritage Site. Some domestic companies are preparing to carry out groundbreaking for the construction of hotels and restaurants in the new national capital Nusantara in East Kalimantan in September this year. This information was conveyed by Minister of Investment and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board PKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, at the groundbreaking of a factory construction project in Cikarang, West Java. He further said the investment is running. Recently, he has taken a team to Nusantara along with the leaders of domestic companies such as Mr. Aguan or Sugianto Kusuma, founder of Agung Sedayu Group, and Mr. Anthony Salim, the chairperson of Salim Group. Minister Lahadalia also conveyed that they expressed their readiness to conduct groundbreaking for hotels and restaurants projects in the country's new capital. The provincial government of Jakarta issued a circular letter urging private companies in the city to implement a work-from-home policy during the 43rd Asian Summit next week on September 4-7, 2023. As reported by Tempo.co, head of Jakarta Manpower Transmigration and Energy Office Hari Nugroho remarked that companies have to apply a combination of work from home and work from office based on the type and nature of the job during the preparation and commencement of the 43rd Asian Summit. He also mentioned that every company is allowed to adapt to the policy accordingly to ensure the summit can run smoothly without sacrificing economic activity. He further confided, should be noted that a traffic engineering measures in the form of contra flow will be implemented in the area surrounding the venue of the Asian summit. Let's move on to the international news, where the Saudi Anti-Corruption Authority is set to attend the global conference on harnessing data to improve corruption measurements from August 31st to September 1st. As reported by ArabNews.com, the conference, being held in Vienna, has been organized by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, along with other international organizations related to combating corruptions. Policymakers, experts and specialists and international organizations will discuss at the conference issues surrounding combating corruption, the most prominent of which is researching methodologies and developing scientific basis for measuring corruption rates in the countries. Russia has been the biggest drone assault on its territory since it launched its war on Ukraine, while Moscow killed two men in a near-simultaneous bombardment on Kyiv, as the aerial intensity of the conflict ratchet up. As reported by VOA.com, six Russian regions, including Moscow, came under attack early Wednesday while in the city of Pskov. Near the Estonian border, several transport planes were reportedly damaged when drones targeted an airport. Russian officials haven't reported any casualties and claim to have thwarted almost all of the strikes. Kyiv officials, meanwhile, said Russia's hit the Ukrainian capital with a massive bombardment overnight. Serhii Popko, the head of the city military administration, said on Telegram that Kyiv has not experienced such a powerful attack since spring. President of Vietnam Pho Phan Thuong hosted a reception for outgoing Kazakh ambassador to Vietnam Yerlan Bayzanov in Hanoi on Wednesday. As reported by VOVworld.vn, during the meeting, the host thanked Bayzanov for his collaboration with Vietnamese authorities to successfully organize the official visit to Vietnam by Kazakh President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, saying that Vietnam highly values the success of the visit, which opens new chapters in the bilateral cooperation between the two countries. President Thuong expressed the belief that with the sincerity of sense of responsibilities of the two countries' authorities, the all-around cooperation between Vietnam and Kazakhstan will be strengthened in the coming time. Listen and now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. The Indonesian Embassy in Dili held an Indonesian cultural performances and night market at Timor Plaza, Dili, Timor-Leste last August 26. Indonesian Ambassador to Timor-Leste, Okto Dorinus Manik, said the event was a form of close relation between the two countries. The cultural performance and the night market were held to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia and to celebrate Indonesia-Timor-Leste relations. In addition, this event is also a form of commitment to maintain and continue to strengthen relations between the two countries, so that in the future, bilateral cooperation that has been well established between the two countries can continue to be improved. The cultural performance and the night market were attended by the Prime Minister of Timor-Leste, Khairallah Sanana Gusmao, the President of Timor-Leste, Jose Ramos Horta, and a number of the country's ministers as well as diplomats, representatives of international organizations and the local community. Various Indonesian cultural arts were displayed at the event, such as the Balinese Puspa Resti dance, the Tortor Horbo Paung Batak dance, the Dayak Manasai dance, Angklung performances, a medley of dances and songs from the Indonesian community from East Nusa Tenggara, Flo Bamora, and pantomime. There was also a fashion show from the Dharma Wanita Association of the Indonesian Embassy in Dili and TB Ain Qatar dance performance by the Melaka District Government, East Nusa Tenggara Province. The Indonesian cultural performances and night market were also enlivened by 60 Indonesian trade stands selling various culinary, clothing, and various other products. A number of Indonesian state-owned enterprises BUMN in Timor-Leste also enlivened the event, such as PT Waskita Karya, Pertamina International Timur, Bank Mandiri, Bank Rakyat Indonesia, and Telkomsel. The climax of the event was enlivened by the appearance of a duet of singers from Maluku, Toton Karibo and Justin Aldrin, who are well known among the people of Timor-Leste. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history on August 31st with the event in 1957, Independence of Malaysia. On August 31st, 1957, Malaysia gained its independence from Britain. This federation of states consisting of 13 states and one alliance territory has long been known to have a strategic location. Geographically, its territory is divided into two parts, namely Peninsular Malaysia or West Malaysia and East Malaysia, which is located on the island of Borneo. Because of that location, the Malay Peninsula, the name of the region before independence, developed as a major trade center in Southeast Asia. We move to the next event in 1986, plane crash in California. On August 31st, 1986, there was a collision between a Mexican passenger plane and a small plane in state of California, United States. The accident killed 67 people on board and 15 people on the ground. The small plane was privately owned, which collided with an Aeromexico DC-9. We end with the event in 1997 when Princess Diana died. Princess Diana is the former wife of the British Crown Prince, Prince Charles. Princess Diana died in a tragic accident in a tunnel under the Place de l'Alma in downtown Paris, France, on August 31, 1997. The accident occurred when Diana's driver, Henry Paul, lost control while driving a car and collided with a column road divider in the middle of the tunnel. Princess Diana died after being rushed to the hospital. While her colleague Dodi Al-Fayed and the driver of the Mercedes-Benz W140, Henry Paul, were declared dead at scene. Princess Diana's funeral is one of the most watched television shows with 32.10 million viewers worldwide. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Ku bosan hilang kamu, selalu tinggalkanku hampanya diriku, jadi tak menentu. Lama-lama ku sah jatuh cinta kepada dirinya. Maafkanlah aku yang tak bisa menunggu dirimu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry imposed administrative sanctions on 11 industries as the source of air pollution in Jakarta. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya, in a press release virtually joined on YouTube channel of the Secretariat President in Jakarta on Monday, said that the sanction was a legal enforcement follow-up by deploying 100 teams members to 351 industries, including the coal-fired power plant and diesel power plant, which are allegedly being the source of air pollution. Some 11 industries imposed with administrative sanction were in the coal stockpile, smelter, paper and charcoal. Minister Siti Nurbaya also remarked that based on the investigation, there were some findings indicating the 11 industries did not meet the standard. She added that her side will continue the identification process via Air Pollution Standard Index Observation, ISPU, to 161 industries across 6 locations around the monitoring devices owned by the Environment and Forestry Ministry. Minister Siti Nurbaya further said that the air pollution involving the industry in Lubang Buaya was an absorbent or active charcoal factory that depends on coconut shell or hardwood burning. Besides, there were also steel, cement and food industries.
Aku kesal dengan jarak yang sering memisahkan kita, hingga aku hanya bisa berbincang denganmu di WhatsApp. Aku kesal dengan waktu yang tak pernah berhenti bergerak, barang sejenak agar ku bisa menikmati tawamu. Ingin ku berdiri di sebelahmu, menggenggam erat jari-jarimu, mendengarkan lagu Sheila on Seven seperti waktu itu saat kau di sisiku. Dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan. Bertanya-tanya, ingin ku bakar dia yang sering mention-mentionan denganmu di Twitter. Namun kau selalu meyakinkanku untuk tumbuhkan percaya, bukan rasa curiga. Dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
The tradition of Saparan Wonolelo was held in the cemetery area of Ki Ageng Wonolelo, Pondok Wonolelo Hamlet, Sleman, Yogyakarta from August 11 to 26, 2023. In the culmination of the tradition, an interesting thing happened when 1.5 tons of apam in the form of a gunungan or mountain shape were contested by the people at the area of Ki Ageng Wonolelo Cemetery on August 25. The apam cake was distributed from the top of the tower in various directions and then fought over by the people. Apam is a culinary dish that is usually presented in Javanese rituals. Apam is said to have originated from India. In India, this cake is called apam. This cake is believed to be introduced by Ki Ageng Gribik, a descendant of Prabhu Brawijaya, who returned from a trip to the Holy Land Mecca by bringing the apam cakes. Ki Ageng then distributed the cakes to the surrounding community. Since then, the sharing of apam has been a tradition of the Javanese people to express gratitude and for other important moments. Some other communities believe that the word apam comes from the Arabic word afuan or afun. That means forgiveness. Japanese people then simplify it as apam. In Japanese philosophy, apam is a symbol of forgiveness or asking for forgiveness from various mistakes. Therefore, apam is a mandatory snack in welcoming the month of Ramadan. Apam is made from rice flour, tape or fermented cassava, coconut milk, cassava, granulated sugar, palm sugar, and salt. In general, Japanese people cook apam on a special pan with a brazier-shaped stove. As for the fuel, they utilize firewood. Apam has a hollow and soft texture. It tastes savory and sweet. Apart from being presented at Javanese traditions events, this cake can also be easily found in various cities on the island of Java, especially in the traditional markets with an affordable prices and various creations of apam.
Semakin lama semakin terasa jarak dan sikapmu yang seperlunya. Kita bicara dan kita masih sama, saling sayang dan yang paling nyaman. Tapi katamu itulah masalahnya. Misteri cinta tiada rasa. Sahabat terdekat itu yang kau lihat, begitu berharga. Tapi sayangnya nyaman tak cukup. Tantangan, rayuan,
listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Nisa Stila 100 Marathon. Listeners, if you are a fan of marathon running, especially you who want to experience the excitement of racing your heart amid the beauty of nature, there is an event that is right for you, namely Nisa Stila 100. Nisa Stila 100 is a cross-country running competition which is held every year in Central Java. This running event has a start and finish line at Nisa Stila Resort and Spa in Magelang, which provides a cross-country challenge with a choice of routes and passes through several mountains in Central Java. Nisa Stila 100 has a mission to provide a place for each participant to not only compete with other runners but also challenge themselves to achieve the best personal achievements. The Nisa Stila 100 will be held on 6th until 8 October 2023. It is targeted that as many as 300 domestic and international runners will take part. This running event will feature 5 running categories: 100K, 65K, 42K, 21K, and 12K. Its route has different terrain but still provides its own challenges. The running participants will be faced with a path across the beautiful mountains in the Magelang area, such as Mount Andong, Mount Merbabu, Mount Telomoyo, and Mount Gili Turi. Apart from that, participants will also go through steep paths, overgrown forests, small roads in rural areas, and rice fields. Every participant who wants to take part in a certain category must fulfill several requirements, one of which is having completed a cross-country run before the cut-off time between January 2021 and December 2022, located in the city of Magelang. For those of you who take part in the Nisa Stila 100 running event, you can also enjoy other tourist activities in Magelang, such as chasing the sunrise while enjoying cultural tourism at Borobudur Temple, rafting on the Elo River, and cycling to explore tourist village in Magelang. That's miscellany.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, lanjutkan perjalananku. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kukira kita akan bersama. Hati-hati di jalan,
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website
voiceofbynews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're still with us in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Now I'm going to present to you the Indonesian 90s boy band Cool Colors. The members of Cool Colors began their career as male models, namely Tengku Rian, Arisi Hasale, and Surya Saputra. With the song Tataplah or Look, Cool Colors gained their fame. Moreover, the video clip was starred by an MTV VJ and famous model of the time, Nadia Hutagalung. The song, Tataplah, was released in 1996. It was about a man who did not want to break up with his girlfriend. He asked the girlfriend to look at his eyes that shows the unflickering love for her. Here is the song by Cool Colors with Tataplah.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yang bisa terucap saat ku pandang sejuk wajahmu. Kita bicara dalam keheningan yang ada hanya angin malam dan bintang yang bersinar. Terus berlalu, kau tetap diam membisu. Sejuta maafku kepadamu, berilah senyum untukku dan buka lagi hati.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.